Blog Talk Radio.
Will we do it now? Hi. Hello, welcome to The Doctor Is In. This is contemporary politics at its best and at its worst. So look, if you have anything to call in about today. Okay. I can't put this on speaker, right?
No.
Okay.
But if your guest isn't there, Al, you're going to have to keep talking.
Okay. Oh, so we're waiting for some calls to come in right now. If you are ready to call in, it's 213.
No,
it's this number over here. Sorry, 646-716-8528. Feel free to call in. You're talking with Dr. Al on contemporary political issues. It's for the better. For the worst. And so as we go along, a couple of things, as people probably have heard, the election posturing is underway. And I call it election posturing because everybody has something to say. Except Hillary Clinton. As you may have noticed, she has yet to sit down with any reporter.
You have to take the person off right now. They're listening.
Right.
Take them out of listening and ask questions. Okay, do this. The same thing.
Right.
This is Warren. Say hi, Warren. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here. Can you hear me
Warren,
okay?
We're talking. Yeah, I hear you fine. You're coming in clear.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, Warren?
The state of Alabama.
Ah, state of Alabama. How is it down there?
Oh, beautiful. Bright, sunshiny day, 75 degrees. I'm across the road from two large ponds with ducks on them and the birds are chirping.
I'm in tears.
just another day in paradise. What can I say?
Oh my Lord!
Where's your hair?
I'm looking at a gray sky and some rain. So there you go. Warren, what we're talking about today is talk a little bit about the presidential election seems to be gearing up. We have a lot of people out there posturing. We're looking for people. What comments do you have? What observations have you made so far on the presidential politics?
Well, on the upcoming presidential election, to me, it's a really, really mixed bag. You've got people on the far left and people on the far right, and almost sort of kind of hard to find a few people in the middle. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting election, and I think there's a lot of distraction going on, as usual, in presidential politics. So I think it's going to be an interesting race to watch.
Yeah, it sounds like we can expect to be billions of dollars are going to be thrown into this campaign.
Absolutely, and it's I guess that's what we should expect in a capitalistic society.
Yeah, we're gonna hear a lot. Of course, I'm still waiting to hear something from Hillary Clinton. But
that she will be the most major distraction that we have. it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude for somebody with that much baggage to be in a national campaign. Good grief! I mean, this woman has done at least 119 different things to be in jail for, and she's running for president. That's that should tell us something about our electoral process.
Yeah, you know, it's like some people have no shame. So,
absolutely.
They have no shame.
Absolutely.
They just move on like nothing's happened, you know. Just
sure,
move on.
You know, I really do not understand her campaign people. You know, I don't understand how they can possibly. I mean, you know, for her to get over 100 votes, they're gonna have to pull a rabbit out of the hat somewhere. She is. Wow, I mean, she's getting to be the butt of every joke. They have renamed the van that she's riding around in the Van Ghazi. She's riding around in the Van Ghazi van.
But you know what? I figure their plan is, since they can't trust that she's not going to put her foot in her mouth or misspeak or actually lie about something, and they don't want anybody to ask her about her emails that she erased, I figure they figure that the media will cover for her, and they can just keep her in her Scooby-Doo van and keep on the move, and she'll never really have to sit down and talk to anybody. I don't know how long that can go on for, but
well,
I think they're betting on the media to cover for her.
Absolutely. They can keep it going pretty well. I keep hearing a little something about some other person being on the, you know, trying to, you know, give her a little competition or something on the Democratic ticket, but I don't think she's not going to have to talk to anybody, you know, to be the Democratic candidate. And so that gets her out of all of those debates and questions and media and so forth. And when it comes to the after the, she'll probably get to have a some type of a coronation at the Democratic National Convention, and then it'll be interesting to see what they do with her after that. You know, to be in competition, if you call it that, with whoever the Republican nominee is. And my money, and this may be totally disagree with you, but if I had to bet both of my dollars on somebody in the Republican Party, I'd bet it on George Bush. I mean, Jeb Bush. Maybe one of the same. Anyway, I'd put it on Jeb. Yeah, he has a name recognition, and the in crowd of Republicans behind him, and I don't know. It's just a gut feeling for me that he's going to be the nominee. I can't really.
Yeah, my big concern about that is every time, you know, people consider him, especially on immigration, consider him a moderate, he certainly will have the money behind him. That's for sure, and he'll have the Republican establishment behind him. I think his name cuts both ways. You know, there's a lot of people who love the Bush, and there are a lot of people who say, "Hey, we've had enough Bushes. We don't need another Bush-Clinton campaign going on." So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But money is going to tell the tale, I think. And
absolutely, it's like it is in most every other election. The person with the most money usually wins.
Yep. Money is a big, big deal.
And
that's
unfortunate. That is unfortunate. I don't ever see that changing, but that's just the way it looks to be for a while.
Yep. Yep. Okay, Warren, I got another call on the line here.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
We're gonna get that in
listening.
There and we'll see. Yeah, good. Let's see if I can get on the line here. Hold on a second. Oops, looks like we lost that person.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we can continue to speak.
Okay. All right.
What do you think? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you about Ted Cruz. You know, he's kind of the bright and shining star, one of the bright and shining stars in the Republican Party, and I really see him more as a vice presidential candidate. I mean, that looks to me like somebody that the Jeb would, you know, the Jeb would win the nomination and maybe pick Cruz as his VP. What do you think about that?
I think two things. One, of course, Ted Cruz is probably the most accomplished orator of the group. His rhetorical skills are terrific.
Absolutely, you're right.
I guess two things. I guess when you pick a presidential candidate, you want to make sure they're going to be on the same page as you are.
Right.
And I don't think they're on the same page. And my hunch is that Jeb would only want to pick somebody who he can trust be on the same page. And I don't know for sure, but my hunch is that Ted Cruz isn't going to want to swallow his principles and just be a mouthpiece for a Jeb Bush policy portfolio. So I don't know if he'll go for that. And of course, then if he does go for that, then he has to give up his Senate seat. And so I'm not so sure he wants to do that. I really haven't thought much about the vice presidency. I guess I was so interested in following what the candidates had to say so far, and and see where they're at and what their positions are and how they differ from each other. So,
all right,
so
everybody is really focused on that. And it's really going to be day to day. You know, we're gonna hear more and more about it. And I think that
I'm sorry, I was getting some training advice here.
Okay, good.
We
have a good trainer teacher.
Yes, we do. We do. So what I'm doing right now is, let's see, I'm going to practice switching, getting you off. Now, can Warren stay on the call?
Yes, he can stay on.
All right, so I'm going to hit that. It keeps you listening, and then I'm going to hit.
If you want to do this is me.
Oh, this is you. So then I'll. All right. So I'm going to now get Doreen over here.
Right here.
Yeah, I see.
Hello. Doreen, you're on the call.
Hello, Dr. Rouse. Having a nice lunch here.
So, Doreen. Why am I getting feedback on here like this?
Because we're too close.
Oh. Oh, okay.
If you're doing this, Santa, you've
got to use one phone. Use one phone. Have it come to your house. That would
eliminate the static.
Okay. So you have to go outside, don't you? Okay, so that's good. All right, so I got 60 seconds. So we're at the end of our show, right? 60 seconds, is that what you're saying? Well, I want to thank our callers for calling in today. What'd you say, Doreen? Oh. And those of you who are interested, please get on to studentsforabetterfuture.com, see what the latest is there. And thanks, everybody, for calling in and addressing. This is The Doctor Is In, Politically Speaking, for Better or for Worse. Thank you. Good night.
and